So for the few weeks, next few weeks of the summer before we get to the 3 weeks, I wanted to try to learn some of the halachas and the sugis that have to do with the davenings and Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos. We'll see how much we make. We have only 3-4 weeks before we get to 3 weeks. So we'll start with something which is very nagea to today, to this year specifically, more than most years, and I'll present the question in the following way. If you, as we know, when you go to, right now in Eretz Yisrael, they're not reading the same parasha they're relating. We just lay in parasha Nesoi, and Eretz Yisrael, they lay in parasha Baal Oisra.
I had Bamidbar when I was there, Machtir. Then I came back and had been following Shabbos.
Again, Bamidbar. Now, was it? So it started this year, because, and this is the longest year, longest possible way, because the Shvi Shel Pesach, Echutz Oretz, was Yom Tov. Eretz Yisrael was Yisruchag, the Shabbos after the end of Pesach. So in Eretz Yisrael they started already the next parsha after the Pesach, and they chutz to wait 1 more week. It happens to be that this year when we merge, it's going to be only in Parshas Matas Maaseh, which is the week before Tisha B'Av, a week and a half before Tisha B'Av. And that's when in chutz to put Matas Maaseh together. It's all you won't have it. And that's it. If one day maybe we should do it one of these weeks to come and explain why we're doing that, and what is the why we're not merging it together right away. We had so many opportunities, so many parashas we could put together right after Pesach. Right. All these parashas that usually are connected this week, year we're not. Yeah. Okay, that's a separate sugya. I'm not getting into that right now. What the sugya that I want to talk to, which is really the question coming from there, is one goes and travels there to Israel and have a few weeks, and. Or the opposite, because let's say when he goes to Eretz Yisrael, he's going to be able to make it up at some time. But let's say you go, let's say you go to Eretz Yisrael right now for a week. You come in Shabbos, and the laning in Shabbos, which Pasha, this next week's week, they're going to read Pasha Shlach. And here we're going to relate Pasha Baal Eizcha. So you're missing a Pasha. You need not lay Pasha Baal Eizcha. What do you do? Is it a problem or not? Now, obviously, as a disclaimer, you could say, what could I do? I mean, you know, you missed a parasha, so what should I do? So before we get to the issue of if it's a problem or not, so you're right, in a sense, what can you do? But the question is, we first of all want to understand, is there any chiyuv on somebody to make sure to listen to every parasha? Now, the nefkamina will be, as we'll see, is if let's say a person has a bar mitzvah. This is a story that happened by us in our shul. Someone's doing a mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael in a few weeks. What does he do with the parasha? Does he have any obligation to make sure that the tzibur, the kosov chutz la'aretz, will have their own leaning? So I want to start this week. I don't know if we'll cover everything, because a few things. I want to really focus on one aspect of Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos, which will shed light on many different afkaminis la'halacha regarding our obligation to listen to the Torah, to leaning in the Torah on Shabbos.
Could you just say when they started the current system that we have? Is it 100 years, 200 years, 500 years, 1,000 years?
2,000 years.
2,000?
Yeah.
The Torah reading has been going according to...
Yeah, approximately.
Really?
Yeah. From beginning of the Goyla, at least, yeah. And maybe even before that.
Really?
Yeah. So but
from the Torah, it was like, what, once a year, every 3 years?
No, that's I'll want to get to that a little bit. It's a good way, a good opening thing that you want to talk about. And by doing that, I want to start with an introduction question, which says, who says you have to lay any parasha at all? Now, doing any given Shabbos, maybe any given Shabbos, we have a chiyuv to do Kriyas HaTorah, so we're laying whatever you want, right? We lay in this week, Parshas Baal Oischa. What happens if this week someone says, you know what, I'm very much in the mood to lay in Parshas Bereishis. I'm going to lay in Parshas Bereishis. Is there any problem with that? Obviously, we have Takanav Chazal, we have a Minug, an Ekshel Torah for sure. The question is me, Kurdin. So if you remember, we brought, when we learned a few weeks, when we learned Parshas Zachar, there was a Bach, I should maybe bring it in this sheet as well. The Bach says, Mina Torah, you have to read only Parshas Zachar. Mina Torah, you have to lay in every week Parshas and Shul. Many argue with this Bach. That's what he holds. But in the Torah, you can lay whatever you want. It's a later takana that we can lay. You have to lay something specific. Okay. But then later takana, how strong it is, how specific it is, what I have to lay. So here I want to bring you two rayas, la loch la maisa, how we learn. Number one is the Magen Avraham in his Agudom, he brings a preview to the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos, and he brings a fascinating Zohar. Magen Avraham is the one who brings many Zohars throughout halacha as indications to what we learn halacha. And he starts the following. We're not going to learn the entire Magen Avraham, but I want to see the beginning, I want to see the end. Here's the Magen Avraham. Kosu b'zohar pash v'yakel amut shem sachtet. Asur l'man dekori b'raisa l'mimse parashasa. You now stop in the middle of parasha, or afilu miluchado. All where Moshe Rabbeinu stopped, that's where you can stop. Number one. You should not lay in what belongs to next week's parasha, and next week's Shabbos, and this week's Shabbos. So Rome introduces here this fascinating Zohar, who tells me every Shabbos has a specific parasha you have to lay. I cannot go ahead and lay a parasha that belongs to one week and a different week. Every Shabbos has a specific parasha to lay in then. So that's one mocker. The Magen Avraham himself asks in it, what you were referring to, is we find in the Gemara, the Bnei Ma'arava, they lay in the Torah. How long did it take them to finish the Torah? It says 3 years. So if it's 3 years, they didn't lay in every week what we lay in today. So what does the Zohar say? Look at the end of the Magen Avraham. Everyone says like this, Mamish it towards the end. One line before the end, they got tzorichu and they have like Megillah. Isama Rav and Maskid Laisakim Hashanim Shema Mina Shayu Michalakim Asdaros. They would change it. That's what Gemara asks. I once saw, and I couldn't find today. I'm gonna hopefully maybe for next week. I found the one that's brought down. I think in the Gedulei Truma, if I'm not mistaken, that he says no. We have to lay every week a different parasha, and that's what the Zohar is referring to. Rabbi Ma'arov and Eretz Yisrael, those days, they didn't have that Messiris. They didn't have that Messiris. An example to that is the concept called Halacha Mishum Sinai. Why? When we have Halacha Mishum Sinai, the Gemara brings up this Machlokes if we have Halacha Mishum Sinai or not. What do you mean? How can you have a Machlokes on Halacha Mishum Sinai? Mashakim Merabbe. If my Rebbe taught me this Halacha, so it means I have a link, a chain going back to Moshe Rabbeinu telling me he told us. The other one did not have it. He doesn't know the Halacha Mishum Sinai. We have that Messiah to lay in a parasha every week. That's what the Zohar tells us. But in Ma'arava, those days did not have the Messiah. But today, we already have the Messiah, everybody. That's what we're knowing. Then you can answer this question on the Magen Avraham. But in Magen Avraham, we pose that in the question. Meaning, as Magen Avraham understands the Zohar, and that's the question in the Zohar. Every Shabbos, you have to lay in a specific parasha. And you cannot go in and change it. I cannot lay in this week something else. I need to lay in the parasha of this week only. That's what number one, you see that there's something specific to lay in every week. That's number one. Number two is you have halacha. And the halacha is based on the second surf. Second surf is the Masechta Sekhtanis. You have shorter Masechas that were written later than the Shisha Sirim Mishnah. And they're brought down, they're printed down in Shas Vilna in the end of Seder Zroi, after 8 years. You have several Masechta Sekhtanis. Masechta Avadim, Masechta Mezuzah, Masechta Sefer Torah, Masechta Tefillin, Masechta Tzitzis. Derech Eretz Rabbah, Derech Eretz Zuta, and Masechah Sefer. And from there comes, I think, this I don't know as an idea, that usually the year brings many of the minhagim that we have are based on what it says in Masechah Sefer.
What's it called?
Masechah Sefer.
Sefer. Books?
Books. That's the books, the Kriyas HaTorah. How do you do it? All kinds of things like that. Perikud Aleph and the Perikud Aleph Masechah Sefer says the following. Mishtavav. Yeah, over here, it's in the middle of the page towards the bottom. Vim koro vidilik pasuk b'loy koro. You're reading, you're laying a pasuk, and you did not, you skipped the pasuk. Im koro also min a pasuk amidulik benim, ein a choizer. If you read 10 pasukim, you're okay. Vim betech aso yachso v'ikres a koro yal shitoso sheim edalik shavadayik. So he says, hey, if you skip the pasuk, there's a way to fix it up. Zu bechol. That's on a weekday. Uve mincha b'shabes or mincha shayontef. And mincha. Those days, according to Masechet Sofin, there was a minute to do Kriyas HaTorah also mincha v'yomtef. Side note. Aval b'shabes im shachar v'ovra al pasuk. He missed a pasuk on a regular Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos. V'achakach noidaloi. Choyzer v'koyre afil ha'ache shivte renovit palol musam mafsik miyadu koyre. So Masechet Sofin says you're reading, you're laying the Torah, and the Baal Kriya skipped the pasuk. Nobody really except one guy. and they put the cemetery back, and they're davening Musaf, and suddenly he has one second, and he goes to the Rabbi, this pasuk, he didn't read it. He goes to Balakar, and he didn't read this pasuk. He takes the cemetery and read it again.
What are you reading?
Oh, the question, what do you read? So, now the Shulchan brings it. The Shulchan brings it in two places. One place is in here in Hichl Shabbos. So the last halach in Hichl Shabbos, the last seif, in the top left, Korah Pashut V'yad Shach V'shad V'dilik Pasuk Echot, Choyzer V'koyer Hu, V'shnaim Imoy. Two with it. You have to do three Pesukim. With a bracha of Pashas. I feel you need to respond to Musaf Choyzer V'koyer. That series is in short. In Kufla Medzayim, which is the first place the Shonok brings Zichas of Torah, which is done on the weekday, he says, look in the side on the right, Im Dilik Pasuk Echad V'loi Koro, Im U'mincha B'Shabes, O'Shani Chameshi, V'Kara Asoy Pesukim, L'Pasuk V'Pasuk V'Dul Lok Eino Chayzer. You, if you went to Pesukim, I don't mind if you skip the Pasuk during the week. If you love Chayzer, Haval B'Shabes, come Shabes, Filu Dilik Pasuk Echad Chayzer V'Koyre. I feel like Akash is in the Torah. If you bring the Torah back, V'Ol Makadish Chayzer V'Koyre U'Shtayim, we have to do two with it. I feel like Iftit Pal Musa Chayzer V'Koyre. Then he ends, Parashas of Miyadim, Kol Amich V'Shabes, because you have to read it during the year. So the Shkorach ends and says, what about when you have to read in Pesach and you skip the Pasuk? Because that's not a problem, because Pesach, you're reading it during the year. You're going to read it throughout the year, so I don't care. So the Shkorach gives us a little indication, we need to read the Kol HaTorah Kula within 1 year. So if I skip the Pasuk, we're missing that Pasuk, I have to read it. So here is another Raya Brura, that every Shabbos, you have to read that specific Parashah. And you miss the Pasuk, it's a big problem. You have to take the Torah again, read it again. You're missing that Pasuk. Gavron brings the Zohar that you're now allowed to stop bringing it from last week's parsha to this week, to this week, to last week. Every parsha, every week has a specific parsha to learn. So that we established already based on these two makaris.
But if you read it during the week, or if you read it from one of the other Torah readings, if it was the, you know, if it was a Yontif reading, then are you covered? Because now you did read
that's
them.
A good shayla. Does the Shechnog work the opposite? The Shechnog tells me the way going. But the Shechnog says, if you lane, you missed in Yom Tov, I don't care because you missed in Shabbos. Master in Shabbos doesn't help. Because I think you should have said, if you missed in Korea.
No, he's right. If you did Monday and Wednesday.
Monday, Thursday.
You lane
the whole first Rishon.
Right? And he skipped the Pasuk in Rishon. You already landed.
Sorry, I think it has to do with Shabbos. It's to be Davka in Shabbos. Yeah. And that's what the Zohar that the Mugavarim brings that says you have to do in Shabbos. Let's check over here, just to make sure. He says, okay. He brings Maftir. I'll go into it more than that. I think the way the push understanding is, the fact that it has to be Dafka and Shabbos and that specific Shabbos. That's a good, you know, that's actually, if this is true, it's even a stronger riot to what we're saying. Mm-hmm. That not only Chazal at Takana Be'alma to go ahead and you have to lane in a specific passion that week, but you can't cover with something else. It needs to be Dafka then. It needs to be Dafka then. The passion, the fact you don't have that, And all the that I saw, the place you discussed, is only the opposite. You skip a Yom Tov, the Shabbos covers you, you're okay. But now the opposite, so maybe an economy doesn't work. But something I have to be buying. We'll get back to that maybe next week. So,
well, the point is the Iker to read the Torah during the year, or is the Iker to read the Torah on Shabbos?
Oh, so we see from this Mogen Avron, the first Mogen Avron, there's an Iker Torah to read during Shabbos, and that's what belongs to that Shabbos. And you have a specific kriya to lay in that Shabbos. That's what you see from these Mogen Avraham and Shulchan Aruch. So the takana to read in Shabbos, as the Torah brings, is the takana of Moshe Rabbeinu.
Right. So I'm saying
Ezra. Not Ezra. Ezra is Sheni V'Chamishi. Takana of Moshe Rabbeinu is at Shabbos.
Right.
So that we established in stage one, you have to lay in a parasha that Shabbos. Very good. But now comes an interesting shayla. And this is brought down the Achronim in two separate ways, the later Achronim. Very interesting Shaila, which has a lot of Kaminas. And the Shaila is this an obligation on the Tzibur? That at Tzibur, that we're together, we're davening Shul, you have a Chiyuv to read, and when you have to lean, we just lean the Pasha. Or it's a Chiyuv in every individual to listen to that specific Pasha. That's the Shaila. Is it a chiyuv on the tzibur or a chiyuv on the individual?
After me,
if a guy leaves. Oh, if a guy misses out. Now, It's right. Let's see how the Emek Bracha. The one who's famous to bring the shayla is the Emek Bracha. The Emek Bracha says, there's a few things over here. He says, we'll start from the top over here. He missed a psukim. He needs to. So he's yoytze. She took lashtir mashiach zem shmoy kevad the dilik posuyechod. Ve'tzarik leich leminyan acher lishmoy mashiach. You have to go different minyan to hear. That's what he says in the beginning. Chadayin leishtapik v'ze. To ulay lo yotze kriya klal. After shoma, shiur kriya klal psukim. There lo shomat the mishiva kriim davko. Says we have to have seven kriim. You missed the seven leis. Oyev shod the shiva kriim eino lechovetz tzibur. So the way the Mekbroch brings it, he says, no, you have to hear Kriya. But what do you have to hear? Well, the Tzibur has a Chiy of Shiva Kruim and this whole Parsha, a whole Parsha business. Ayachi doesn't need to. It's not a din on Ayachi, it's a din on Tzibur. That's what you want to say Shiva Kruim. The Mashmoah says that everybody, that he learns, the Mekbroch, that you have a Chiy of an Ish Yachid, but the Chiy of it is not so elaborate as the Tzibur. That's what he says. He says, but then he goes, the hemshech of his lashon is different. And we'll see in a second what his raya is. We'll get back to that in a second. The one who brings a similar question is the Birkas Shmuel. Baruch Ber brings it in the name of Chaim. Usually Baruch Ber speaks about the lomda she yeshivas mesechtas. So what does it fit in there? Mesechtas Yevomis, there's a simon that Birkas Shmuel speaks about regarding mikvah. The guy going acharoiv. And he says the following thing. He says, we have a din to daven b'tzibur. We have a din to listen to Kriyas Megillah b'tzibur. We have a din to listen to Kriyas HaTorah b'tzibur. Says Reb Chaim, what is a din of a tzibur to listen to it? Is it a din that, that's what he presents the Shaila. Is it a din that the tzibur as a whole has a chiyuv to read it? Or it's a din that he doesn't say the word every individual, but the way he brings it up, is it a chiyuv that every individual from the tzibur needs to hear it. Meaning what? What does he bring as the shayla? He says, let's say you have only six people that didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah. And you have four that heard Kriyas HaTorah. Right? Six did not hear, four did. If it's a din, then when you have a tzibur of 10, they have to lay in the Torah. I don't have a tzibur of 10, I have to lay in the Torah. Four already heard it. Six don't have to hear it. But if you say no, it's a din in every individual. You say, you have to have a tzibur to do it. So he had six. The idea of the six comes from davening. When I have six people, they don't daven. So what do? We ask four to come and we mashu a minyan. Mm-hmm. Do we say the same thing in Kriyas HaTorah? So Reb Chaim puts it together. He says, yeah, whatever you have in a tzibur, you have in Kriyas HaTorah, you have in Kriyas HaMegillah, it's all the same thing. And because we find a concept called Rubik Echuloi, that when you have six that need to lane or to daven, you go ahead and you fill them up with four. You see, it's a chiyuv, basically not on a tzibur after they're done, but it's a din on having many individuals. They have to hear it and they have to be a tzibur. That's how the Birkas Shmuel brings the name of Chaim. Birkas Shmuel himself, the Baruch Ber, says maybe you can be chalek. There's some different things. Kriyas HaTorah is different than Kriyas Megillah. Kriyas HaTorah is different than tefillah. But tzibur, maybe you can be chalek. He presents his shaila. That's a shaila the Baruch. It basically comes to the same idea. Is it a chiyuv for every individual to hear Kriyas HaTorah? Or at Seabrook, it's not Kriyas HaTorah. You have to have laning. We have a minion. They're laning. But you don't have to have a chiyuv on the... It's not a chiyuv in every individual to go in and lane. That's the shayla. That's a big question. Right? Again, what is the number one of Kamina? Number one of Kamina is, before anything else, we'll take the extreme case. Let's say a person is home. Or let's bring a more... a case that happens many times. The person wants to go away for Shabbos, and you won't have Kriyas HaTorah. Is that okay? If you say it's a din in tzibur, he says, listen, you're not going to be in tzibur. The fact you're not davening in tzibur is already, some issue. Can you go away for davening in tzibur? Let's assume you could. Let's assume you're going away anyway. You're far away from any minyan. You're not going to have it. But what about Kriyas HaTorah? You're going to miss the Kriyas HaTorah of this week. What are you going to do? If it's a chiyuv in each individual, so you didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah. You're not yotzei that takana. Except the fact that tefillah b'tzibur, if you daven b'yichidus, you don't have the mile of tefillah b'tzibur, you daven it. But Kriyas HaTorah, what are you going to do? Not going to do Kriyas HaTorah on your own. That's the biggest nafkamina.
So, Pasha, that you're not going to do it on your own, maybe you can read it.
You can link Torah on your own. Now we'll see.
Right.
You can't link Torah for a yochid. You have to have a tzibur. You're good, right.
But you have to do it on Shabbos.
Also, you have to do it on Shabbos.
You can't do it, you can't make it up on a weekday?
No.
If you have 10
That's what we just learned. That's the chur goes out for the thing. You have to do it on Shabbos.
Right. What's the difference between laning and reading?
You can't move it. You can't shift it. You can't be here to the other days.
But you missed it. So now you want to make it up.
With the Kriya Sotera?
With the Kriya Sotera.
The Pashi can't do it. Pashi can't do it. Can't do it.
What's the difference between laning and reading yourself?
What, in a chumash?
No.
Yeah.
No, because chumash is not your thing. Chris Torah is from the Torah.
So you're saying the only way you can make it together is you get a minion together
to do it.
No, you're not. Chur, chur.
So
you need a minion to read the Torah.
You need to have a minion. And also, you don't take a sefer Torah for even a few individuals. You don't do that.
So it's a strong inyan. Also, you said we just learned in the Shulchan Aruch that you have to take the sefer Torah. You have to make another bracha.
That's for a tzibur.
For the tzibur,
right?
So it. It's hard to imagine it's on the yochid. It's on the tzibur, isn't it? I mean,
So that's for sure. Without a tzibur, you can't do kriyas hatorah.
Right.
But doesn't it mean that the person is like individual? You have to hear, but you don't have a tzibur, so you missed it out. And what are you going to do now? You don't have it. So here, the Eben Bruch himself starts it with the following machlekes. It says in the B'sheisef brings a big machlekes. Machlekes of Rishonim, and he brings the few sheets before, and then he brings the Shibulelek. The Shibulelek, it starts in where it says Beseisiv over there, right next to the Mikbracha. It says he's quoting the Shibulelek. Talking about, you have the Chazan laying in the Torah. Someone says, you don't want to learn now in the middle. I don't want to listen. I'm going to take my Sefer. Can I do that or not? So he says, V'yishlom edavkal esaper also. He says, he brings Rabbeinu Simcha, the Shmuel Eket, that says, don't speak out loud. You're speaking out loud, you're disturbing. The other ones want to listen. Someone wants to listen, can't listen. If you want to learn on your own, you can do it. What about his own Krister? Shmuel Eket says, one second, what about your Chiyuv? What about your Chiyuv? Shulchan Aruch paskens la'alacha. That's right below there. Kivan shitchil akoyer likudus v'toyra osu l'sabba d'v'toyra. You lay in Torah, don't learn. Afilu bin gavro l'gavro. Afilu im hishim v'pasha. He did the pasha on his own. V'yesh matim ligris b'lachash. Some say quietly you could do it. That's what some say. That's the yeshur.
Learning,
yeah. Yeshur yeshiva sorah. It says v'toyra with the sabba d'v'toyra. Some say even loud if it doesn't disturb the others. That's what he brings. So the Biur Halacha brings right away the Shibul Ha'Leket. And he's quoting the Shibul Ha'Leket. Look though in the bottom of the page. He says, Yesh Batim, the one that say you can learn doing Kriyas HaTorah. Shidazu Yishita Stoiz V'Arosh. Amad Be'emet Shidazu Tamua Lukher Moed, says the Biur Halacha. So we're like, I don't understand. How can that be? To my man, Shigur Halacha, Shalei V'Tash Shav HaShem Ki V'Torah. You're not disturbing somebody else. Kogam Hu Mitzol Lishmua Kriyas HaTorah. He needs to hear Kriyas HaTorah, says the Mishnah Berurah. So he says, kids, what about his learning? That's what he says.
His learning or his...
Is it Kriyas HaTorah? And then he brings away the Shibul Ha'Leket, says it, and he says, it doesn't make sense, he took him out, because maybe this means he really heard the Torah. Maybe the Shadav is talking about, he heard already Kriyas HaTorah, now he's alone, he can learn then. That's what Bibi Olach is. Bibi Olach is not Nichle Bichlal to come and say that you cannot read Kriyas. Says the Emek Brocha, what's the Machlekes over here between these Rishonim? Machlekes is a din in the Tzibur and the Yachid. The other Rishonim hold it's a din on the Tzibur to hear the Kriyas Torah. Not an individual. So I say, listen, dear, you're reading Kriyas Torah, I'm not in the mood right now to listen to Kriyas Torah. I'm going to learn. What about your Kriyas Torah? I don't have to hear Kriyas Torah. It's a din on the Tzibur. If there's not 10, you have a problem. You don't have 10 listening. The Shibul Ha'Leket that the Biur Halacha brings says it's a chiyuv on you. That's how it says the Emek Brocha. Look at the Emek Brocha, the last part of the Emek Brocha. Hakol zeim yotzu b'emtzei kriya v'lo b'shas kriya. V'li ma'as sham l'shisich daitem ekev lo yishma kriya. You didn't hear. That's a mechab b'shav v'yotzu d'kriya. Chem ha'sham v'yishayim. V'atam nirin says the Emek Brocha, the savi d'kriya b'tzibur ein el ha'chivas at tzibur li'amit shiva kruim l'kribatur l'shmi alom. It's a chiyuv on the tzibur to have kriya z'tara. Al ein ha'chivas kol yochid v'yichud mitzibur l'shma kriya. It's not a chiyuv on you. That's what he says. So says the Mavrocha, that's Machlokes. What's the Machlokes? Machlokes is a din on the Tzibur to do the Kriyas Torah, or it's a din on the Yachid. Now, if you look carefully in the Mavrocha, you see the Mavrocha is saying something interesting. He's speaking about someone in Shul, doesn't hear the Kriyas Torah. But a person, he is Noiket Lahalacha Pashtas. You have to hear Kriyas Torah. Just what are you going to listen? Shiva Kurim, not Shiva Kurim. That's he's separating. Then you can Christo, he does it. That's something you just bear in mind. Even the Amak Brocha that says it. But let's take with the gist of the Pashat, you know, Mahalach that Amak Brocha is bringing, is that if Yav HaChakir is a din on an individual or a din on a Tzibur, if it's a din on a Tzibur, you don't have to listen to it. If it's a din on a Yachid, he has to listen to it. Yeah, that's what the Amak Brocha is.
But, you call your din on a Yachid. What's wrong with
Gavra Lagavra? Mm-hmm. That's the part only a Gzeir Hashem Yimoshech. If you do bring Gavra Lagavra, you can start doing the Kriyas Torah as well. That's the reason. And Mekel, Gavra Lagavra, be Lachash, that we have more Mekel. Okay. Good point. That's how the Biur Halacha makes. Several different Achronim bring, there's many Makaris to say that it's a Din and Tzibur. Many. One of them, many of the riots need to be questioned, but that's how in Ma'aser Rav, the Pula Sochir brings this lashon that it's a din on the tzibur, not on the yachid. The Noi Debi Yuda says the Kedavah Pasha is a din on the tzibur, not on the yachid. Rosh Zalman has an tshuva like Agav Rucha, he says a din on the tzibur, not on the yachid. Many say like that. The Igrus Moshe says the Feir is not like that. Rav Moshe finds, look here on the side. This is an interesting tshuva to see. It's a little long, but it's very kedai to see this. Igrus Moshe decided to read it inside. He says the English Moshe. Every person has to hear the entire kriya. Shulei chsar lo avteva echad shulei shoma. Ubidiyevin yuchos avteva echad posuk echad. So what happens if he misses? He says if it's Monday and Thursday, not a problem. But then he goes on. He speaks of the halachas. I'm skipping a few lines right around the middle. Have a kriya sa parsha de Shabbos. The fact that you have to listen to seven aliyas. And then you have to listen to seven aliyas. It's a chiyuv on you to listen to the Torah every year. That's what he says. So he says, well, what happens if you miss? What are we going to do? Just start going back or someone missed the pasuk? It's a problem. I can't do it. Right? But he says, im yesh minyan, I'm skipping a few things. Im yesh minyan shalom, there's 10 people that missed the pasuk. They should go in and read it. Yesh lemachad fil kashlo yeshu ticho to take out. She'iv shalaz, so says the Gizosha ends, the last sentence of this Gizosha is, says the Igros Moshe, you can don't miss a word. You need to hear the whole thing. And he says people don't know that. He says it later. People don't know that. So you have to be ma'arik that. People don't know. You have to listen to every pasuk. So the Igros Moshe is naked. The pasha that didn't every individual to hear every word of the pasukim. And you need to make sure not to miss it, to listen to every word.
And the reading and the learning on your own is no shaykhus on the hearing of Sefer Torah.
Yeah, if you're learning on your own, you can't hear it so there.
No, so, I'm saying if you stam did what you're supposed to
no, do. No, you have to, again, Kriyas HaTorah.
Can't make it up.
Kriyas HaTorah is, you have to have Kriyas HaTorah with Kruim, with Baruch Hu, with 10 people. You have to have 10 people. That's how Kriyas HaTorah works. You can't do it on your own. You can't do it individually. You have to be supposed to, if a person missed it, you can't take a Sefer Torah out and do it on his own. You need to have a Tzibur. So that's because when she's naked, it needs to be, it's a Chayiv on the Yacht. Now, the Pashas, the Biur Halacha, also said the same thing, because the Biur Halacha said, like Shibur Le'alek, and you can learn during Kriyas HaTorah. You can learn doing Kriyas HaTorah. Like a Shibur Le'alek. Why? Because you have to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So it's a din in every individual to hear Kriyas HaTorah. That's what comes out in the Chuv Nivis Achreinim. He said many Achreinim holds a din in the Tzibur. That's what he said. But it's interesting enough that we find the Biur Halacha himself a stira. And the Biur Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah. So one hand, we just read the Hebrew of the Shibur Le'alek that says you need to hear Kriyas HaTorah and you can't learn the middle because you're missing out. Birlocha somewhere else says something else. Birlocha brings Simon Kuflam and Hay. Going to a guy who's in jail. He's alone in jail. He doesn't have a minion. Can you bring a Sefer Torah to lane for him? He says no. And he says in there an interesting sentence. Look at the Birlocha. It's in the middle of the page on the side.
He says, without 10 people.
Okay, he says, why? What's the reason? Says the Birlocha. So he wants to get 10 people to lane with him. He says, let's get 10 people to lane for him. So don't do it. Why not? Says the Birlocha. When you have one person, he doesn't have a chayva to re-request the Torah because he can't go to Bais Medrash. There's no chayva on the yochid to re-request the Torah. One second. The Birlocha just told me before that you can't learn during the middle of Kriyas HaTorah because you have to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. And here because the Birlocha tells me there's not chayva on the yochid to hear.
No, he's telling you a guy in prison.
What's the difference?
He has no choice.
So I can take care of it. I'll bring 10 people and lay Torah for him. Yochid says, no, don't bring a Torah and lay Torah for him. Why not? He has no chayva. What do you mean? Of course he has a chayva.
No, he does have a chayva. Yeah, when he's in jail. We're differentiating between a guy in jail and a guy not in jail.
What's the difference? If you have a chayva, you're saying he can't do the mitzvah. It's like a guy who's in jail doesn't have a lulav. So he says, hey, you can't do a lulav. So let's give him a lulav. Says a guy can't lay a Torah. Let's bring him in. You bring a Torah.
But his status changes when he's stopped.
Why? Why his status changes?
If it's like everybody else.
If a person is in jail, cannot shake lulav. Does he not have to do lulav?
Yes, yes.
You can't give him lulav. He's in Siberia somewhere. He doesn't have lulav. No, of course he's here. You say he's a miskin. He's a poor guy. He can't do a mitzvah. So let's help him out. Which was it? Don't help him out. Leave him alone with Torah. Tell you leave him alone. Why? Because there's not a chayva on the yachid to lay the Torah. Wait a second, here's a chayva on the yachid. If the Mishra would say, listen, there's a chayva on the yachid to lay the Torah. But this guy, you know what, just leave him alone. He doesn't say that. He says, ain chayva on the yachid. Ain chayva on the yachid. He says, ain chal al yachid mitzvahs kriyas Torah. There's no chiyuv to kriyas
Torah. Ain chayva on this yachid.
Yeah.
No.
To say that Torah doesn't make any sense. You want to say, this guy's chayav, every person has the same chiyuv. The fact you can't is a technical thing. So you can't. You can't shake lulav. Okay, so you can't.
I don't know about that.
But you can't put it in tefillin.
You don't know. I think you should all.
Not everybody's the same.
So the question is,
it seems like a machlok is in its own words.
Right, so Birlocha himself, the Chur says himself. On one side, he says, every individual has a chayv to hear Kriyas HaTorah. The other one says, no, if a chayv is not in shul, it's never Kriyas HaTorah. Steer in the Mishnah Berurah and the Birlocha. How do you explain that? So,
how would you explain it?
So I want to introduce the explanation.
Good question.
That's it.
Now we get to the ikkah.
So I want to say, maybe the pshat is pashut. Chul pshat is pashut. And according to that, maybe you could be put together all these different achrayim. And it sounds like this. The emek bracha brought a chakira. If there's a chayva on it, it's a chayva on the tzibur, chayva on the yachid. Is it an obligation when a tzibur gets together to hear Kriyas HaTorah? Or it's an obligation every individual to hear Kriyas HaTorah? Now, when it comes to the Mishabura, maybe, it sounds like this. The truth is, it's a chayva on the tzibur, not a yachid. Every individual doesn't have a chayva to hear Kriyas HaTorah when he's on his own. But the minute a yachid became part of a tzibur, he became part of a community. I mean, right now he's in shul, now he's obligated to hear Kriyas HaTorah. The chazal did an obligation, not only for the chazan, to lane the Torah, I mean the Balkaira, to lane the Torah in there, in vain. Yeah, you go and you write the Torah, nobody's listening. You have 10 people listening, and the rest of the tzibur is not listening. That's not the point of the Kriyas HaTorah. The Kriyas HaTorah, the chazal said is, when you have a tzibur, you should take on the tzibur Torah, lane the Torah, and every individual, every single individual in the room, should listen to that Kriyas HaTorah. And now it's an obligation of every yachid to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. So if he left, you're missing out on your Torah. You're missing out on the Torah. When you speak of, when the yachid is home, and he needs to go ahead, and he's sitting down, and he never went to shul, he doesn't have a chayv to hear. Obviously, you have a chayv to go to shul, like any other person.
Between a guy there learning and a guy who left?
Yeah. No, because when you left, you also have a chayv.
That's what I'm saying.
No, depending on a guy that never came in. That's the difference.
He's the only one.
He didn't start at Midrash Padma.
But if you ever came in, you're not.
So you never came in. If you were in Beis Medrash, you're sitting down in Beis Medrash. You're sitting in Beis Asur, and a person now is in jail. He can't go to shul. So he's potter for going to shul. Nobody's coming to within time he's going to go to shul. So now he says, okay, do I have to hear Kesher Torah? No, you have no mitzvah to hear Kesher Torah. Assuming, there's a different discussion, one day maybe we'll learn it, that a person is allowed to travel to a place he has no minyan on Shabbos. Let's assume you could do, you could say that. Another discussion. No, don't take from me any hand to do that. Say it. But let's assume that that is correct, that a person is allowed to travel to vacation with his family and that to be without a minyan. Let's assume that he could put himself in that position.
There's a difference between now
that he's without a minyan, he has no obligation to hear Kesher Torah. If he's in, he went to shul and he was with the tzibur, and now he said, you know what, I'm going to learn the side, I'm going to leave. No, you have to hear the kestor. You were part of the tzibur, you have to hear the kestor. That's what comes out from the mishra. The Igrishmanish himself, mashra, there's some chayva that we, was the kind of chazal to hear the Torah throughout the year. Right? He says, you have some kind of a minhag that you have to hear the Torah kol shana. That, I don't know if it fits with this mishnah brurah. Right, that you could tie now. Maybe the Igros Moshe learns a little differently. There's a chiyuv of every individual to hear the Torah of year. But the Mishnah Berurah, to put these two things together, where he says, on one hand, you're not allowed to learn during the Torah because you have to hear it. Tzacheni, you said that if you are a sick person, someone is in jail, he doesn't have to have a meaning to hear the Torah because he has no chayva. So what's the shot? If you're a part of the tzibur, it's a chayva in each one. If it's not a part of the tzibur, it's not a chayva in each one. And this makes a lot of sense. I'm going back to what you said before. It makes sense that the Chazal did not tell you just to lay in the Torah and everybody should be doing their own thing. No, you lay in the Torah, so everybody here has to hear it. Now, a person left, he still has the Chayavon until he doesn't do it. So you can't get away from it. You're part of a tzibur, you can't get away from it. You're not part of a tzibur, you have no Chayavon to do it. Right? So going back to our original...
I think right, what you're saying is that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty very good. That's the idea of Beis Asurim. He can't go to shul. By the way, the Magbracha is not mashma like that. When you look again at the beginning of the Magbracha, he says, there is a chiyuv in each one to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Looking back, he says, he says towards the end of the second paragraph, Aliyah Yachid Ashrimea Kriya Lobain Shua Kriya Lachiyishma Shira Kriya. He has a concept, you have to hear Shira Kriya. Then Magbracha is like, Noikit Kapalo Pasha, the Yachid has to hear. So maybe more like Lakers Moshe. But the way the Mishnah Berurah goes fits with many, many different Shinis and Achrani that say it's a Chayav than Tzibur, Chayav than Tzibur, the Noidim Yudo, says the Kedavar Pashat, the Goyen, the Maisa Rav, Kedavar Pashat, Shom Zalm, it's a Chayav than Tzibur. And Mishnah Berurah says, you're forced to do it. So you can answer that it means it's after it became a Chayav than Tzibur, and you're part of the Tzibur, you have to hear it. But if you're not part of Tzibur, Nafkamina, a person is traveling, and he's allowed to travel, let's say, in a case, you're allowed to travel, and he doesn't have a minion, so you don't have to hear Kedavar Pashat, according to this Mishnah Berurah. Now, if that is correct, now let's go back to one aspect that comes out when a person goes to Eretz Yisrael. So let's talk about now an individual that goes to Eretz Yisrael. He's going to Eretz Yisrael. He is going and he's davening in a minyan. Very nice. So he becomes part of that tzibur. That tzibur is leaning this week. They're going to lay Pasha Shach. That's what that tzibur is leaning.
So he's part of that tzibur.
He's part of that tzibur.
His obligation is that tzibur.
Now you're going to come and tell me once again, what about the Pasha Shach Loishchel you missed? So this will be a very fitting example of someone who's based on Surim. So what can I do? I can't. I never had an opportunity to hear Parshat Nisai. Because when I was last week in the Chutz Laaretz, this last Shabbos, we were in Parshat Nisai. I went there to saw the lady Parshat Shlach. Parshat Baal Lois, I don't have. What do we want to do? In my tzibur, I'm an individual like a based on Surim. Wherever I'm leaning, they're reading Parshat Shlach. So I got Parshat Shlach. What about Parshat Baal Lois? I missed Parshat Baal Lois. Now, what about you're chiyuv to hear, according to the Mishnah Berurah, maybe you don't chiyuv to hear, like someone based on Surim. That's what it'll be. But, according to this understanding, to hear the whole thing, that's all the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say, you're doing Shtamik or Chatag, but you went through the Torah, so you didn't hear it. The question will be, what happens when you have your own minion in Eretz Yisrael? Now you make a minion of Bnei Chutz Laaretz in Eretz Yisrael. So here you can go in and say, I mean, Bnei Chutz Laaretz, now they have an obligation as a tzibur of Bnei Chutz Laaretz to hear this parasha. Well, they'll blame the earlier parasha.
Yeah.
They'll blame the earlier parasha. I had a mice with me Maisa, they happened. Bididi avuvt. I was the Bala Maisa that I went to ask the question with the answer. So it's not like I didn't hear it with me. My brother had an offer for an Eretz Yisrael. It was a year also that the parshas were not the same. Usually it's not so long. Usually only a few weeks. This year, because it'd be like 3 months. But what happened was a Shavuos that happened to be on a Shabbos. First day of Shavuos was Friday. Shavuos after this, Chutzaretz, Shabbos was Shavuos. And in Eretz Yisrael, it was a different week. So then later, when you connect the Chukas Bullock, that's one of those years they do Chukas Bullock together. We were in Eretz Yisrael in between. And the Shabbos was what to lay in that week. And we had in our minyan... It was an offer for my brother. There was like maybe 100 people there. There was a lot of people from Chutz Laretz and a lot of people from Eretz Yisrael. It was about half and half. So what do you lean?
Microwave minion.
You,
it was your own minion, though.
We did our own minion. Oh, everybody, but everybody together. Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. What do you do? She, you lay the Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. So I was by Abchaim Kanievsky that week.
Oh,
and I asked the Shaila. I said, Abchaim, what do we do? So Abchaim said, I'll tell you what we should do. You should start, and this is the halacha Maaseh said, let's say we bring an example of this week, and you're in it to show you have the same case this week. You start Pashas Ba'al Oyscha, Koyin Lane Ba'al Oyscha, from the whole Ba'al Oyscha, until Levi of Shlach, and then you continue on. So you get two Pashas together, and that's how you'll do it. Yeah, wow. So you'll have the Pashas of Ibn Chutzaretz and the Pashas of Ibn Eretz Yisrael. So I asked him, this is a side note, this is some interesting idea. I asked him, 1 second, what about Techa de Tzibura? Tichat Tzibur, like so much story in one day. So he told me a big fundamental idea, just to know it in general. So there's no Tichat Tzibur when you're laying more Torah. Tichat Tzibur is when the Tzibur is sitting down, not doing nothing. What you the classic example of Tichat Tzibur is when you have to, you have to roll the Sefer Torah. What is the Tzibur doing in between? They're sitting down and they're looking. They're not doing anything. Tichat Tzibur. But if you're laying more Torah, if the rabbi is getting up and sitting a longer drasha and giving more Torah to the tzibur, that's not Tichat Tzibur. That's just learning more Torah. My Torah is not Tichat Tzibur. So says Reb Chaim, going ahead and laying another pasha, that's not Tichat Tzibur. That's what he said. That's a sideboard. So but you see Reb Chaim, this idea. You have a tzibur. The tzibur has the chiyuv. So if you have a tzibur b'nei chutzarts, now this tzibur has the chiyuv to lay in that pasha. They have their own chiyuv. And assuming, obviously, when you go to Etzol, you're not bottle, like most Am Yisrael's knowing, you have a Yot HaSheni, you do your own minyan Yot HaSheni. So you have your own things, you have your own chiyuvim. You don't like say, you have to go minyan gamokim. That's what we do with all these halachas. So therefore, you go ahead and say, if they have their own tzibur, they should do their own kriyas haTorah. But mitzad, the yochid, if a yochid missed it, it's not his fault. The shayla would be, if you have a minyan of only bnei chutzaretz, do you have to lay in the kriya of Shabbos or not? That's a side thing. Based on what we learned today, no. Without any other considerations of minyan gamakim, you have to do that you know Lois is going to do. That's a different thing, which is separate shir. Regarding what we're talking about today, came out, the chayva is on a tzibur, and then it applies to every individual. So individual cannot in the middle of twister lane read something else, go out and miss it. You missed. You have a problem. You have a chiyuv not to leave the kester. But if you don't have a tzibur, then you don't have a chiyuv to do the kester.
That often happens where they in Israel shabbat make a minion to be able to catch
words. Yeah.
You're not supposed to say not to do it.
In other words, that would be the interesting question. Is what do they become a tzibur now? Based on what we learned today. And I want to maybe continue this next week, Be'ezer Hashem, to get a little more technical.
Right.
Here comes another thing. The other part of it is like, based on what we learned right now, what happens? You have 10 individual chutzarets, the kids, that are not davening together. Each one went to his own minyan. And now they come together and say, you know, guys, let's get together and read the Torah of last week so we don't miss it out. Can you do it or not? According to what we're learning right now, questionable. What's the question? You have no chiv to do it right now.
Right.
You want to get 10 together to create a chiv.
Nice thing.
But maybe when you get 10 together, you're creating a new chiv because now you have a chiv with the chutzarts. So can you create the chiv? No, that's another thing. In other words, to come and say we are obligated to get together to do the chiv, that's for sure not, because each one is on his own. But when you get together, now all 10 have a chiv, maybe you have a chiv to do it. Maybe you should get together to make a tzibur over here and do it. So that's a question of to do it. But there's no problem if you did it, though.
If you have the right amount of people, and you read Torah, you could read anything.
L'chura is not a problem, because the minute you're taking 10 together, I mean, I'm saying, yeah. If they're 10 together, they create a thing. Question is you're obligated to do or not.
Yeah, yeah.
But we'll cover a question like this. If you're an individual on your own, then you don't have a chiv to hear because the business is mishmar. Based on the Agus Moshe and others, maybe you do. That's a chiv yon. And then if you're at Sibur together, then you have the chiv. Maybe just to conclude what we said, maybe what you, the point you said right now, probably, this is what I think right now, you have 10 individuals getting together. So now that you're together, you have a chiv with Sibur. And according to Agus Moshe, you have should do that because you're missing out the Kriya Sotayo, so you should do it. So right. That came out from the Sugya of today.
Back right. To the same thing that a Shabbos laning can only be done on Shabbos. You can't
right.
Take a Sibur and do it on a weekday. On a Yontif, though, you're saying, that's different. Like if you have the second day Yontif,
right.
That's a different.
This is the point I want to get back to the Hashem next week. You know, we're going to do it in the week. Other Shlomis doing another meeting, we'll get back to the second part of this year.
So there's no way, even though I heard.